Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. Well, this week, we're going to talk about the very important task of backing up your computer and some tools that are very accessible that you can use to do that.
In particular, we'll be talking about Image for Windows, which we'll describe towards the beginning of the show, followed by Pete giving a demonstration of how to use it using only a screen reader. And then towards the end of the show, we'll be talking about and demonstrating their TBI view for restoring selected files and directories. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip is back up everything and do it often.
As we said, backing up your computer is very important, and most people don't do it nearly as often as they should, or sometimes even at all, if the truth be known.
And if you're blind, you may have an additional excuse for why you don't do it, which is that not all backup programs are accessible. In fact, we had been using Acronis backup software for years, and I actually still do, but I'm sighted and the interface is totally graphical. And although Pete can do pretty much anything with a computer, he couldn't run it at all.
Oh, there were probably ways I could have, but it was a real hassle and it wasn't very reliable. I wasn't assured that I was actually backing up what I wanted to back up. And when you do a backup, it's important to get it right. You don't want to go back to your backup to try to restore some files or a disk image and then find out that, oops, it didn't work. So we'll talk about Image for Windows and how accessible it is. I've been using it now for several years and I really enjoy it and it's very easy to use.
And really, I didn't mind doing his backups for him, but frankly, because he needed to go to the extra step of getting me involved and having me do it, he didn't do it as often. And now that he can do his own, he's doing it more often and more thoroughly, and he's better protected, and life is good. Let's start by learning about Image for Windows and Terabyte Unlimited, the company that makes it. Well, how do you learn about these things? We went to their website, on which they said, Terabyte Unlimited, established in 1992, has provided a wide range of computer services, including sale of hardware and software, consulting, repair, network installation, and custom programming for the IBM PC and IBM mid-range platforms. In 1994, Terabyte Unlimited began development of the BootIt line of multi-boot utilities, which continues to be an industry-leading product.
In fact, when you buy the suite Image for Windows, it comes with many of their other utilities, like the boot utilities that Nancy talked about. It also comes with the TBI view utility that we'll talk about later in the program, and also backup utilities, not only for Windows, but for Linux and DOS.
And their website, if you want to look into them more and their products, is www.terabyteunlimited.com. And we will have links to that and the direct download for Image for Windows in the show notes for this show on our website at www.eyesonsuccess.net.
Now, when we talk about backups, as Nancy said, there are certainly other programs for doing backups of various kinds, but we found this one to be very accessible. One of the other programs that many people use actually are built into later versions of Windows. They have utilities for backing up your computer and either creating a disk image or creating backups of certain files and folders. And at first you might think that's a good backup system to use because it's free, it comes built into Windows, and it's pretty functional and accessible with today's screen readers. But the problem I had with that was you could create a disk image using the Windows Backup utility, but you couldn't restore individual files from their disk image. You could only restore the entire disk drive. Well, sometimes you just need to restore one or two files or folders, and you don't want to have to replace the whole disk. So although you could do that with Windows, you had to back up the individual files, and that couldn't create a disk image. But there are sometimes it's important to have a disk image. A disk image basically means that you image the entire disk as one unit. And if you put in a new disk or a larger disk or you have some disk failure, you can just put the whole disk image on there and your computer looks just like it did before. If you do a file and folder restore or backup of your system, then you just restore those files and folders. And if you had an entire disk crash, you'd have to reinstall Windows, and it's a lot more work. So it's very nice to have a disk image from which you can restore individual files. And that's what I found very useful about Image for Windows and the various utilities that come along with it.
And one other nice thing about Image for Windows is that although it runs under the Windows operating system, it can back up or restore any partition, including those that have DOS or Linux installed as their operating system, and even partitions that are encrypted by third-party software. So just to read a little bit further from their website, they say, Image for Windows is an affordable and reliable drive image backup and restore solution that provides an easy and convenient way to completely back up all your hard drive's data, programs, and operating systems. Your backups can be saved directly to external USB and FireWire drives, to internal or network drives, and even directly to CD, DVD, or BD.
One other hint about backups. As Nancy said, we do our backups fairly frequently now to an external USB drive, and we always keep that in a different location of the house than we keep our computers. That way, if there's a flood in the room or a fire or something happens to the particular room where the computer is, there's more of a chance that our backup files will be safe. And in fact, we often take one USB external drive, do a backup on that, and stick it in the safety deposit box at our bank.
And we redo that a few times a year so that we're never too far behind on the one that's at the bank.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is a demonstration of using Image for Windows with JAWS. We happen to have a resident expert here, so Pete will do the demonstrations. And first, he'll show us how to configure the program to work well with a screen reader. Then he'll go on to use it to select an operation to perform, including performing a full or partial backup, restoring, etc. And finally, he'll demonstrate another utility from Terabyte called TBI View, which can be used to recover individual files from a backup. Well, the best way for us to tell you how accessible and easy to use Image for Windows is will be for Pete to show you how he uses the program with JAWS. Although the Image for Windows program has many settings and customizations that an advanced user might want to make use of, the default settings work just fine for most people. But I understand that before one starts using the program with a screen reader, there's one important setting that the user needs to change.
Yes, there is. Now, before we start using Image for Windows on a regular basis, there is a configuration setting that we'll want to change in order to make it easier to use with a screen reader. So we'll start the program, and I'm already in the program.
Image for Windows.
And we'll want to hit Alt plus S from this first dialog to get into the settings menus.
Alt S. Image for Windows dialog.
And now I'm in the settings menu. Once I'm in this dialog, I want to hit Alt plus K to get to a series of radio buttons.
Alt K, partition selection link checkboxes, radio button checked.
Now what this is, it's how we should show selected partitions that we want to back up on the display. There are several choices for doing this, but the one that we'll want to choose is called linked checkboxes.
Linked checkboxes, radio button checked, 3 of 3.
which is checked in my system. So you just arrow down to the appropriate one and hit Enter to get out of the settings menu.
Enter. Next.
Now what that does is that will make sure that when we select partitions or areas of our computer we want to back up, that it will show those items with a checkbox that the screen readers can actually access. Otherwise, these items will be shown by some kind of highlight or something that the screen readers won't necessarily recognize, and you won't be able to tell which partitions or which areas of your computer you've selected for backing up. Once that's done, you only have to do it once, and then we can start using the program. So make sure you apply that setting before you start using the program if you need to use a screen reader.
Okay, so you changed that setting. Let's get started using the program.
Now that we've configured Image for Windows to be easily usable with a screen reader, let's try running the program. I'll start it all over again, so we're all starting from the same position.
Image for Windows.
And I'm in the program. And now in this first dialog, I'll want to tab twice to get to a list of items that ask what type of operation I'd like to perform. So let's do that.
Tab, tab, operation backup left paren full right paren radio button checked.
So the first operation that I can select in the list is to do a full backup. If I arrow down this list, I'll see other choices for different operations I'd like to perform. So let's arrow down once and see what we see.
Operation backup left paren changes only right paren radio button checked.
So the second item allows me to backup items that have changed on my computer since the last backup. I'll arrow down once more.
Operation restore left paren automatic right paren radio button checked.
And if I use this item, I can restore from a previous backup and get all of my information back. If I keep arrowing down, there are also several other selections, and I'll let you investigate those on your own. Meanwhile, I'm just going to arrow back up to doing a full backup, and we'll proceed with the demo.
Backup left paren full right paren radio button check 1 of 6.
And I hit Alt-N to go to the next dialog.
Alt-N. Next greater greater button.
How do we select what we want to back up?
So we've already selected to do a full backup, and we're in the next dialog. Now I want to tab twice again to get to another field with a bunch of items.
Tab, tab, tree view, computer open, not checked.
So now this gives me a list of places that I want to back up from. The first one is my entire computer. So I could check this if I wanted to. By hitting the space bar, I can toggle the check state on and off.
Checked, space. 0, plus computer open checked.
Or I can uncheck it.
Not checked, space, computer open not checked.
So if I wanted to back up my entire computer, I would just check that, and then I would proceed on to the next dialog. So now let's see what's in the rest of this tree view. If I arrow down this list, I will see all the partitions on my computer and any other disk drives that are connected to my computer.
Left paren C colon right paren HP left paren 4.
That's my C drive.
3. Left paren K colon right paren band dash in dash a dash box left paren 2.
This is my K drive where I keep all my band in a box data.
Left paren L colon right paren music and podcasts left paren 2.
This is my L partition where I keep all of my music. So now I just check whichever one of these partitions or the entire computer that I want to back up, and then I can proceed to the next dialog. For this demo, I'm going to do a full backup of the C drive. I'll arrow to my C drive.
Left paren C colon right paren.
And hit the space bar to check it.
Checked, space, plus left paren C colon right paren.
And now that that's done, I can move on to the next step by hitting Alt plus N to hit the next button.
Alt N, next greater greater button.
So you just selected what it is that you want to back up. How do you select where you back it up to?
So far, we've selected the operation we want to perform, which is a full backup. We selected the drive that we want to back up, which is the C drive in this case. Now we have to decide where to put the backup. So in this next dialog, we tab twice, and we'll get to another tree view of options where to put our backup.
Tab, tab, tree one, tree view, Windows drives opened.
So this is a tree view of all of our Windows drives. Anything connected to my computer, any partition or any external drive connected to my computer. And if I arrow down, I'll see the list of drives. So let's arrow down.
C colon left parent 8.
So I can put the backup on my C drive if I want to. I'll keep on arrowing down.
D colon left parent.
I can put the backup on my D drive. Now, usually what I do is I have an external USB drive called My Passport, which is many options down. Let me do that.
L colon left parent M colon N colon left parent My Passport right parent dash 459.22 GB free.
So the N drive on my computer is My Passport, which is an external terabyte USB drive. And notice that Image for Windows also tells me how much space is free. So we've now selected to back up here. And now we need to go to the next dialog by again hitting Alt plus N.
Alt N. File name colon enter a file name for the backup colon 459.22 GB free.
And now I'm presented with an edit box where I can enter the name of the file name that I want to give for the backup file. Once I've entered a name for the backup, I hit Alt N to go to the next dialog.
Alt N. Next > button.
At this point, you've selected what you want to back up and where you want to save the backup. What are the final steps?
Now we're in the final dialog that we'll see before the backup actually starts. And there are a few options here that are worth investigating should you want to use them, although you can often take the defaults. Let's tab a few times to see what we see.
Tab. Backup options list box.
Here is a list box that tells me all of the backup options that I've selected so I can peruse everything all at once to make sure I'm doing what I want to do. Let's tab again.
Tab. Compression combo box, none.
Now here's a combo box where you can choose the level of compression for your backup. So I chose no compression, but you can choose a variety of levels up to being highly compressed in order to save space on the backup medium. Let's tab again.
Tab, password.
Now here's a place where you can enter a password for your backup. So normally if you don't enter a password, anybody can access your backup if they have the Image for Windows program without using a password, but this will protect your data should you want to do that. Let's tab again.
Tab. File size edit combo. Tab. Description edit.
The description field gives you an opportunity to enter a few notes about the backup. So you might want to enter the date of the backup, anything special about the backup, things that are being backed up, etc. Let's tab once more.
Tab. Backup options save defaults button.
Now once I've selected a bunch of options manually like this, I can hit this button and save all of my defaults. And that can make things a lot easier for the next time so you don't have to make all these selections. Let's tab again.
Tab. Backup options show command button. Alt plus C.
Now the show command button is an interesting option and I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But basically, this just writes out the command that's going to run when you perform the backup with this number and selection of options. And this can be useful if you want to create a batch file to run the backups automatically just at the press of a button without going through the program and selecting a whole bunch of options. There's one more option I'd like to show you here. If I hit tab again.
Tab. Backup option schedule backup button.
And if you use this schedule backup button, you can obviously schedule when your backup is going to happen. So normally you would just hit the next button over here and your backup would proceed right away. But if you want to wait for an hour or two or some period of time, you can set a schedule here. And now we're ready to start a backup. So if we hit Alt N for the next button, we'll come to a screen that shows us the status of our backup as it's proceeding. And that's all there is to it.
Well, that sounds pretty straightforward. No wonder Pete likes it.
And now it's just a matter of waiting. And on that final screen, if you arrow around the screen, you'll see a status. It'll tell you what percent is backed up and how many bytes have been backed up, the expected time to completion, and how much time has elapsed. So that's very useful. And as I mentioned, the other feature I like is the ability to show the command that gets run when you execute the program with all of these options. if you copy and paste that into a batch file and then save that someplace, you merely need to run that batch file later on to just run Image for Windows automatically. So there's nothing you have to do practically to get it going. And that's normally the way I run Image for Windows when I do a backup. It automatically knows where it wants to go, what it wants to back up, and just takes care of everything.
So just to give people a feel for how long this might take, roughly how long does it take you to do a full backup of roughly how much information?
I back up about 300 gigabytes in probably a little bit over 2 hours. But I'm sure the time can change greatly whether you compress the file and depending on how fast your USB connection is to your computer, whether it's USB 1, 2, or 3. So that can vary a fair amount. But you should expect to spend a couple of hours on a normal backup.
Now for this week's final item. Using the TBI View utility from Terabyte to restore selected files and directories. Pete, earlier in the show, you mentioned the fact that the backup utility that comes with Windows can be used to create a disk image, but one is not able to retrieve individual files or folders from that disk image. But with Image for Windows, you can use the TBI View program to do just that. Can you show us how to do that?
Now, I gave you a quick summary of how you can use Image for Windows to make full backups of your system, partial backups, and as you noted, there were other options like the ability to do a restore from a backup. That's particularly useful if you have a disk image, for example, that you saved and you need to restore that disk image to a new disk or to copy it over an old disk that somehow got corrupted. But sometimes you just want to restore one file or a couple of files, a folder. And for that purpose, Image for Windows provides another utility called TBI View, Terabyte Image for Windows Viewer. And when you open up this program that I'm already in,
To be view.
Oh, Jaws pronounces that interestingly. What you'll see is that you have a view that's very much like Windows Explorer. And what you'll want to do is hit Alt-F followed by O.
Alt-F. O. Leaving menus. Open dialog. File name colon edit combo.
And now what you'll want to do is Shift plus Tab until you find a list view of all the disk drives and folders and files that are on your computer. And then you can arrow around until you see the name of the backup file that you created. So let's do that.
HP left parent C colon right parent.
So that's my C drive.
Band dash and dash a dash box left parent K colon right parent.
And if you remember, that's the K drive where I had band in a box information stored. I'll arrow down again.
Music and podcasts.
And that's my music and podcast, my L drive.
My passport left parent and colon right parent.
And there's the N drive that's my passport. So I'll hit enter on that, and then I'll just arrow down into that folder until I find the place where I put my old backup.
Enter. Shell folder view. Peter C drive. System. And factory restore dash. Sat 01-18-2014.b.
And that's the name I created for my backup file. So now once I'm on that backup file, I just need to hit enter.
Enter. Password required dialog.
And remember, I save things with a password, so I'm going to have to type in a password before I can access these files. So let's do that.
Star, star, star. Enter. Select the partition to view dialog. OK button. Enter.
Now if I hit a shift tab from here.
Shift tab. Tree view. HD left parent 9, 5, 3, 8, 7.
This will give me a list of partitions on that drive to view.
1, 0, H, 1, HP left parent 4, 7, 4, 4, 1, 3, mile B right parent H.
Once I find the partition I want to look at, I hit enter.
Enter, tree view.
And I come to another tree view that will list all the files in that folder.
Shift tab, tree view, backslash tab, list view, $AVG, 1 of 39.
So, for instance, if I navigate by first letter and hit U.
U. Updates. You. Users.
These are all the users on my system. I hit Enter.
Enter. All users.
If I hit P, I'll get to the Peter one.
P. Peter. Enter. App data.
Now if I hit M, I'll get to My Documents.
M. My Document. Enter. Allison.
Perfect. Now these are all the files in My Documents. Now I can treat this just like I would Windows Explorer. I can navigate through this tree view, through all my files and folders that I've backed up, and all I need to do is hit copy and paste to move things back and forth. So let's go down to one.
End. Transcribe.vb. Home. Garmin GPS. Allison.
I have an Allison directory. If I hit Control C.
Copied.
I can copy it. And now I'll open up a Windows Explorer window.
Windows E. Computer. Items view multi-select list box.
And from this point, I just type Control V to paste it where I want to on my computer system. And that's that simple. And then to exit the program, I just hit Alt F4 and I've gotten the file retrieved that I wanted for my backup.
Alt F4.
There was one other interesting keystroke there that I use quite frequently you may not know about. If you hit Windows key and E simultaneously, Windows Explorer will pop up, so you don't have to search for it in the Start menu or on your desktop.
Well, that's great, and I hope our listeners make a lot of good use of this utility. As usual, if you missed any of the links we gave, they'll be in the show notes, which you can find on our website at www.eyesonsuccess.net. That's it for show number 1409. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about Vision Aware and living with vision loss. Vision Aware's mission is to help adults who are losing their sight continue to live full and independent lives by providing information, daily living techniques, a directory of services, and a supportive online community. We'll talk with its program director, Pris Rogers, about their resources and their Getting Started guide for those who are new to vision loss. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333 and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpey and Peter Torpey and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also follow us on Facebook and Audioboo at Eyes on Success and on Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day. Thank you.